Zach, this is Rick Tating on Jamie Outler. That is J-A-I-M-E, Jamie. J-A-I-M-E. Outler is O-U-T-L-E-R. O-U-T-L-E-R. T as in Thomas. Date of birth is 12/23/77. And the date of visit is 1/27/26. Please make a copy for primary physician. Next paragraph, chief complaint is wheezing and short breath. Next paragraph, first present illness. This is a 48-year-old overweight female who recently was seen at the emergency room for wheezing and shortness of breath. And chest pains. Had a cardiac and pulmonary evaluation done. The patient had a chest x-ray done on 1/11/26, which showed no acute lung infiltrate. She also had a CBC and complete metabolic profile. And her hemoglobin was down to 8.6. And O2 saturations were 96%. I'm sorry, 98%. The patient was advised to go for pulmonary evaluation. She was on an albuterol inhaler, two puffs as needed, and she has been complaining of some wheezing and coughing spells, chest tightness, and trouble clearing secretions. Also has some post-nasal drip. And severe coughing spells at night, period. Next paragraph, past history. Past history has included history of two C-sections and history of recurrent bronchitis. Next paragraph, family history. I'm sorry, habits. Patient denies smoking and denies significant alcohol use. Next paragraph, allergies. Allergies to penicillin and aspirin. Next paragraph, family history. Mother had a history of congestive heart failure and father died of a heart attack. The one son has a history of asthma. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient has some fatigue and she has gained weight. There's no cataracts or glaucoma. She has dizzy attacks and hoarseness. No nosebleeds. She has no urinary frequency, dysuria, or flank pains. There's wheezing and coughing spells. She denies abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, or reflux, and no diarrhea. The patient has occasional chest pains, no palpitations or leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety. She has easy bruising. She has some joint pains, no muscle aches. She has no seizures, headaches, or memory. I'm sorry, no seizures, but has headaches. and sinus drainage, and denies memory loss, and no skin rash, no itching. Next, Medlist, Albitrol and Halo 2 Pulse PRN, Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 Pulse PID. Next, paragraph, physical exam, this very obese, middle-aged African-American female was in no acute distress. There was no pallosanosis, ictus, perfidema. Blood pressure 130 by 80. Pulse is 85, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 189, saturation 99. HENT abnormalphthalic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Nasal mucosa edematous. Neck, supple, no bruising, thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and breath sounds generally diminished at the periphery. Heart, the heart sounds from regular S1 and S2, no murmurs. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflex at the 1 plus with no gross moroduction. Cranial has grossly intact, skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, breast number 1 is asthma with recurrent bronchitis. Number 2 is anemia. And number 3 is allergic rhinitis. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast and get a complete pulmonary function study. Also, get a CBC with differential and a total eosinophil count, as well as IgE level. She was also advised to get a polysomnogram, since her BMI is elevated, and was advised to use a nebulizer with Duonep solution twice a day, and continued Symbicort inhaler 2 puffs twice a day, and a follow-up visit we arranged approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for primary physician, please. This is Dr. D'Souza.